The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 8th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and she was right because we said what's National Day yesterday, and she said chocolate butter or something like that. And I challenged her on it, and I said, are you sure it's butter? And she looked it up, and it was. What was it?
Yes, so it's historically a big international celebration, because even in Dutch, if I'm not mistaken, and in Denmark, they have a whole competition how they produce chocolate butter. Butter, correct?
Chocolate butter.
Yes.
Chocolate butter.
And, like, who makes the most better quality chocolate butter, who eats it, eats it the most faster, and...
So they have competitions about chocolate butter, not something I'd never heard of.
No.
It was National Chocolate Butter Day yesterday.
Yeah, and it all goes from America.
Oh,
we like that.
Okay, cool. Wow.
I'm just curious how many people actually look at labels these days and say, you know, it's not made in America. Because if you went through your clothes, like there's recently, and I'll get to the weather in a minute, there's recently, like, you know, some things that popped up. That's what we love about our cultural center here down in Reading, and the Fashion Alliance. I mean, there's fashions and stuff that are made right here. And so how often do you look to see about any product? Could be food. It could be, you know, what you're consuming. Do you look to see where it's made or canned or produced? That's very interesting. So thank you for that, Christina. You never know until you tune in. Hey, guys, 48 degrees. How are you this morning? It's going to be sunny today with a high of 67. Our weather yesterday was absolutely beautiful. Looking for another day like that. But we may have gusts of wind up to about 18 miles per hour. It's better than what we had in the past. Mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of about 40. Partly sunny tomorrow on Thursday with a high of 62. Slight chance of showers Thursday night. We're calling for about 45 degrees. And on Friday, as we look forward to the weekend and we get ready, Marine Corps Ball is on Friday night, mostly sunny with a high of 66 on that day, and partly cloudy skies Friday night with overnight lows of 45. On Veterans Day, this Saturday, and by the way, is there something happening at Wind River that you care to share about what's happening on I just think this is amazing.
Well, there's two things happening. We'll finish the weather and we'll go through that.
All right,
that.
So on Veterans Day, mostly sunny with a high of 70, and Saturday night, partly cloudy, 44. Sunday, it's calling for 66, so this is another one of those beautiful weekends to get out and bike, hike, walk, and share and enjoy this weather before it gets into storms. But right now, it looks like it's a great out, and the weather's brought to you by another veteran-owned business as we celebrate our veterans and the businesses that come forward and put their love into the community. And that's Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, the Kenny family. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Wind River is having breakfast, is serving breakfast to veterans out at Wind River in the restaurant there. And then they're serving dinner, prime rib and the fixins. And that's going to be out at Wind River, and it's free to veterans.
I mean, that's what blows my mind. Okay.
But there's a number of places. I put something on Facebook yesterday. There's places all over the United States. There's another from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office where veterans get discounts and can get, you know, free meals that day. You know, you have to check with the organization to make sure that that they are, and, you know, especially the chains, to see if they are supporting that. But also, there's a number of places that veterans can get discounts.
That's fantastic. And they'll find out on your Facebook. Did you post that or
on my Facebook? Okay. Now that was kind of a national one, but the Shasta County Veterans Service Office
is that on your KCNR Facebook?
No, it's on just on my.
Yes,
on my my personal Facebook, Carl Bott.
Okay.
So you can see that. But then there's, like I said, from Shasta County Veterans Service Office, okay. They have a list of all these places.
Fantastic.
So right. If you have any questions, but you should be able to, you know, find. But Wind River is, you know, that's, everybody
well,
knows
what that is.
They're
doing
that.
A prime rib dinner, and yeah. That get used to that to me, yeah. Because we have the Marine Corps Ball Friday night, sold out.
Yeah, please stop calling.
last minute Reading. It's something that happens
we
in
just,
our community.
You know what? I can't say enough about Sarah Morganson and over there. She's been adding dinners on, and we're just maxed. Next year. And we want to have everybody come. And the only reason you can't come, because we can always add tables, is there's no food. You know, because you've got to tell them. You've got to say, I need this many dinners.
Right.
Give me another 20 over that just in
yeah,
case.
Yeah,
well,
tri-tip chicken.
Went. We've gone by that.
But this is, I'm sure.
We really miss Mike Gutierrez.
And bless his heart. Rest in peace.
And we're going to talk about Mike Friday.
So you and Ron have basically, and a group of guys, but you had to spearhead and take this thing on. But you wanted to because it's an honor.
There's eight of us that put this on every year. And I tell you what, my friends. We're starting to age out. Not me, of course, but we have others. I mean, they're 92 years old and they're in there. Frank Rose, Rick Marchand, you know, we've got, you know, I mean, and we're actively seeking. We just got a new member in, Darlene, out of the
yes.
Veterans Home, and she's
wonderful.
Just a kid.
Whippersnapper.
She's a kid. She's yeah. like in her, I'm not even going to say, but she's a lot younger.
Highly organized.
Highly organized.
So Friday night, Marine Corps Ball, where you have the youngest and the oldest.
The youngest and the oldest. And we've got our youngest Marine just turned 18 this past weekend. So, and our oldest is, it's going to be a kind of a surprise.
Okay.
And then, of course, our guest of honor is the guy that's been instrumental in building and opening, I don't know if it's opened yet, the Air Museum down at El Toro. He's been working on this several years, but James Harker, who is just a great guy, too. So, hey, the election yesterday. It appears, what?
No, go ahead.
The election yesterday appeared to have more observers than it had people voting. We had observers from all over. They had them from the state, the media from Sacramento, Los Angeles, and here. Why? Because they expected there to be turmoil, and there wasn't. It went off without a hitch. Kathy Darlene Allen said, "Hey, it was really a smooth election. Yeah, there's, you know, some hiccups here and there, but it went off smooth. They had observers to Common Cause, Disability Rights California, League of Women Voters, representatives from the Secretary of State's office. Everybody was there. And, of course, like I said, the media. So this is over hand counting versus machine counting, which the state has taken out of everybody's hands. Mm-hmm. So it will be a machine. The county supervisors are wondering, are putting something on to for a county charter that said, not about the voting, but that being able to have the board of supervisors appoint somebody in case one of the supervisors cannot continue on as a supervisor, be it health reasons, recall reasons, or whatever. You know, or they just, I'm just tired of this. I'm not going to do this. One of those. Okay. I want to take an early break because Linda's got something that she wants to share with you all. And it's a personal thing, but it touches on so many people. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. And that's true. They have been supporting this community and business and people since the day they opened. They have four branches. One in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and their newest branch down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at ReddingRodeo.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to LakeShasta.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hulls Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Hawes Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And is a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawesfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Oh, yes, Willie. Oh, yeah. I saw Willie in Vegas at Caesars. Just got to tell you that. You know, like we get this great music and it brings you back. The one thing that music will do, or many, many things that music will do, is that, you know, it conjures up a memory. And I saw Willie Nelson at Caesars back in the day when he would pass his bottle of Jack down the row and everybody drank out of it pre-COVID.
I have to say that I was listening to Willie Nelson while, you know, babysitting my burn pile about a week ago. And a song tribute to Merle Haggard came Ooh. On called He Won't Ever Be Gone by Willie Nelson.
Ooh.
So,
hey, yeah. I want to remind everybody that the AmVets Golden State Tour is going to be here. And the reason they're doing this is leaving no veteran behind, raising awareness of veteran suicide and mental health within our families and communities. They're going to be out at IGO at 10 a.m. on Saturday, on Veterans Day. And, of course, at 11 o'clock at IGO is the Veterans Day ceremony out there. So that's happening. Also, the Shasta County Child Support Services is having their winter coat drive, accepting new coats with tags for children. Donations can be dropped off at Child Support Services on Park Marina Drive, Health and Human Services in Anderson and Shasta Lake City, Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, and Tri-Counties Bank, any of the Shasta County branches with coats. Last year they gave out 200 coats. This year they'd like to give out 300. So there you go. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and he and Linda are talking about drinking stars or something like that.
Well, we were talking about this, one of these, wonderful additions to our downtown area, which also is something to put us on the map, and that is the New Clairvaux winery. So give our listeners a visual of where it's located.
It's located in the former Dickers Department Store space, which is 1551 Market Street. A visual would be the alley that's parallel to Pine Street, and it's Market and Butte, basically Market and Butte,
okay,
downtown Reading. And they're open. The tasting room is open today through Sunday, 1 to 7. So it's open Wednesdays through Sundays from 1 to 7.
Uh-oh, danger, Will Robbins. He's right down the street here.
1 o'clock. Come on, let's go for a flight, right?
Let's go have lunch and then
but
stop off.
The rest of the story, as succinctly as I can do it, is the monks themselves in Vina. If you haven't gone down to Vina, which, of course, is in between Red Bluff and Chico on Highway 99, about where the Lassen Steakhouse is, you take a right there if you're heading southbound, and you'll run right into the monastery property, the Abbey of New Clairvaux. The chapter house is probably the most the star attraction of that property, because it is a reconstruction utilizing what they call the sacred stones that were shipped over from Europe, from a monastery that was Cistercian, Trappist, same order of monks from centuries before, found their way to Golden Gate Park. William Randolph Hearst made the purchase of these stones. He had the monastery.
Wow.
He had this chapter house basically taken apart, the stones shipped across the U.S. with the idea that they would have been incorporated in one of his, maybe Hearst's castle, mm-hmm, maybe Wintoon, who knows. But they never found their way to their destination that he had intended. Instead, they were at the De Young Museum in San Francisco gathering moss because they were not rolling stones. But the same order of monks had found their way from Kentucky to Northern California and found out about those stones and said, we've got to raise money to get them up here, and then we've got to re-piece them together. So the end of the story is that that's all happened. So you can go to Vina, look at this Gothic architecture, and you can hear the monks of the same order chant among the same stones that their brothers did centuries before in Europe. So it's pretty cool in that way. And remember, that was known, that Vina property was known as Leland Stanford's Great Vina Ranch. At one point, it was the largest wine producer in the world. And so where else are you going to hear Leland Stanford, William Randolph Hearst, Peter Lassen, Ishi, the last Yahi, you know, all these folks that have come
Yoda
together in this place. Yoda, yes. So there really is some great history there that go into these grapes. And, yes, the monks do work the vineyards, and they do help in the winemaking process itself. So check it out. It'll be worth it.
Okay.
That's just a great history.
Remember, we competed with many other cities in Northern California, from Davis to Sacramento to Chico, and Redding was the winner of this off-site tasting room competition, if you will. They can only have one off-site tasting room by law, and so it was great that we got that. Why did we get it? They said that Shasta County is home to a lot of their wine club members.
Wow.
And many of them turned out for the thing that we had on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, did you talk about the viticultural designation we have up here at all?
No.
That was a reverge, and Selmo. Really politicked for that, and that's at the national level, for us to be a viticultural region. And we were designated that over a decade ago.
We're an official winemaking region, basically recognized.
And what that does is people that travel to different regions, and it was just a big plus up for our wine community. So, Northern California, Shasta County, is becoming very well known for its wine.
We could get the wine village up off of Interstate 5 to talk to Marcus Barton. He's done his best over the years.
Yeah, he has done everything he can do.
You know, I know I'm feeling myself wanting to turn toward the challenges of the community and so on. We've talked about good stuff.
I tell you what, let's take an early break so we can get into that so we don't have to get halfway through it.
Sounds good.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a locally owned, locally run business. It's a veteran-owned business. I've been getting my hair cut there for 16 years, or as long as I've lived here. It's always been a great experience. Never had a bad haircut. You can set up an appointment at 530-244-9478 or stop in. And if they've got an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Now, they did take down the dinosaur mount they had in there. I kind of missed that. Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, CascadeTheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And good morning and welcome back on this Wednesday edition here. Hey, how are you today? It's a beautiful day. Oh, we're going to have a gorgeous, gorgeous day of weather here in the North State, looking like around 67s and with our sunny skies and clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 40. You know, we're getting ready for the Garden of Lights. There's so many wonderful things now. We're getting ready for this holiday season. When I say we're getting ready, there's so many things. And of course, we had Cindy on from Reading Rodeo and the plans were going to be there. We're there the 2nd through the 10th. Carl and I will be doing live remotes on 6th, 7th, and 8th from Las Vegas in the morning show. We're very excited about doing that.
At the National Finals Rodeo.
At the National Rodeo, at Finals Rodeo, absolutely. And wanted to do a shout out with some of the sponsors that have come on to do a tribute, a holiday tribute to our veterans. And that is Reading Kia, North Valley Distributing, Memory Lane, Laux Landscapes, and the McConnell Foundation. And we have some more coming in, but we just thank you so much because we cannot forget our troops. And I would like to do a little side story, if you just don't mind, Jake. I know it's your moment.
No, do it. I love all those businesses, so
but
go.
While I was
and veterans.
When Carl was in, we met at an event in L.A., but we just met. Like, we took a picture, and then Carl went his own way. And
his own way back to Iraq.
Back to Iraq, yeah. And so it's in time.
It wasn't like I was wandering the streets of Hollywood.
No, he went back, and I came back to Reading, and I was doing radio at in another location, and I thought it would be wonderful to be able to do a tribute. So I got his email, and we started corresponding. And I said, do you think, because he had to get clearance, that we could do a live moment on the air to tell us what it's like to be on the ground in Fallujah for Thanksgiving and Christmas? This was, what, 18 years ago? We've been together 16?
2006.
So this was that many years ago at this time when he called in to talk about Thanksgiving with the troops and then again Christmas with the troops and all these people that were there and being able to call in for that five-minute segment. I think we still have that recorded someplace. But I think this is what's so important is that we remember that there are still people around the world that are serving our country in capacities. Don't forget those people that are serving our country in order, well, we could say to try to keep our borders safe, but I mean so that we can still have our rights that we do take, don't take our freedoms for granted, please.
12,000 are over in the Middle East right now, and more on their way. So, yeah, just remember that during this time frame. Okay, Jake, we have some things facing us.
I think
here
we
in the city.
I think we do. I mean, just there, you can read what the state chamber says, what the U.S. chamber says, what you're reading and hearing and watching about the economy and where we are as a country. Boiling it down to the local community and Shasta County and Redding, how are we doing? Well, there's the data, and then there's just kind of that intuition and anecdotal information. So I get a lot of people that will, you know, I'll ask the question, how's business? How are you guys doing? And there's been a lot more of the hold your breath comments, you know, just, you know, we're not sure how things are going to
this time
shake out.
Because you do that business survey.
Yep, we do that.
This is the first time that I didn't put a very positive swing on it.
Our Golden Valley Bank business confidence survey went negative for the first time since we've partnered with them, so below the 50 percentile. And when you look at the things that people are facing out there, we know that it's the cost of goods and inflation. That's the big issue for businesses, for consumers as well. And then... you know, how's that affecting people's spending habits? Well, yeah, I had a comment that came to me recently from someone at the city saying, I don't understand that, you know, can you explain to me why is sales tax revenue at the city lagging behind our budgeted expectations so much when we go to restaurants and the restaurants are full? I don't understand. You know, people seem to be out there still spending money and then having thought about it more, I think it's because those are smaller ticket items and not necessarily the big sales tax generators, not as affected by the interest rate environment. But if you're going to make a big purchase like an automobile, that's where you get nailed with higher interest rates if you're financing it, right? And so I've talked to car dealers locally, and they said things have been down. So it's not a surprise.
Well, look at the interest rates. I was surprised to hear there is no limit on interest rates for credit cards. You're seeing credit cards with 35% interest. And if you're, you know, and a lot of people are having to use their credit cards to buy things.
That's correct.
And all of a sudden they've got, you know, 35% interest, 33% interest on a credit card. And you can't get out of the hole that way. But because of the economy and the way things are going, people are having to use credit cards. At the restaurants, I bet you, the restaurants are full, but I will bet you that people that would go to restaurants, we talked about it the other day, going to breakfast.
Yes.
Going to breakfast is going to cost you a minimum of $30.
Yeah.
With tip.
I mean, people have to figure out how to adjust to the changes. And I think part of it is we as a people over the last few years have been artificially infused with funds from the government.
Yeah.
And we've been out there spending money and stimulating the economy in ways that we have not seen. So it's no surprise that we've seen a receding in that activity. But the concern that I have, too, is I was playing in the Chamber Golf Tournament last week, and I was talking to a guy that's in the mortgage industry locally. And he said, if not for my seniority with my company, I would have been laid off. But I'm one of a couple people that they decided to keep on. How many hours a week are you getting at work? I asked the guy. And he said, 8 hours.
A week.
And he's like, yeah, I've had to find side hustle jobs to try to
make
ends meet. But you know what stinks about that, Jake, is that every dollar I make gets deducted from my unemployment. So, you know, he said, I've never been one to take from the system, but, you know, there is something that is tricky about that. And I said, so have you stored grain, like, during the really good times? Because you guys have had quite a run and everything. And the reality is, yes, I have, but I've burned through it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know someone in mortgage, in the mortgage business, give them a hug, because it's been really rough.
Real estate, because when you have interest rates where, you know, we always, and we talk about it, you know, we always are looking for that spot, you know, you can put the horses and all that.
Yeah.
But you know what? We can't, at 8% interest, how can you buy a house out there, and then when you add on top of that, somebody house realty was in there. They had people come up and pay cash for their house, but their insurance and their power, electricity, was costing them a mortgage of almost $2,000 a month.
Yeah, that, and therein lies the complexities of it. I mean, we have in homeowners insurance with one of the big guys, and we got our notice and said, hey, congratulations, we're going to renew you, but you're also going to pay 81% more than you did last year on your premiums. So congratulations.
Linda's brother in Carmichael, which is, in Sacramento.
Yep.
Their insurance, homeowners insurance, was not rolled over. Was not renewed.
They just
so they had to go out and find somebody.
And the California Fair Plan is anything but. I know that from close friends of ours who used to live in Lakehead. And right before they lost their home in the Salt Fire, there was a window of opportunity to get on with a private insurance company. And they did that before their first payment had ever cleared the bank. Their home burned down and they got full coverage, which was a big deal for them. So, but yeah, it's a tough deal. I was talking to Wayne Martin of Windermere Real Estate locally, and Wayne had an opposing view. He's an optimist, and so he said, I forgot what he said. He's like, this is going to be my eighth or ninth recession that I've gone through. And yes, we are using that word now. We're not saying this is a correction or anything like that. We're saying this is a recession. We're going through a recession right now. We just hope it isn't a deep one. But he said, I'm showing homes to people, and their purchasing power is just not quite there at 8%. Though he said that historically, the average mortgage interest rate has been 8%. So we're right there on the average, but the home prices are the difference, and the insurance issue is the difference. He said, if we could see interest rates drop a percentage point or 1.5%, he said, I think we're going to see some big activity because people are going to say, I better act now before they go up again. So he thinks that's going to really stimulate some activity. He also sees Redding and Shasta County still in California. He said that when you look at our income and you compare it to the cost of housing, we are the most affordable place in the state. So, you hear stories like that.
Well, no,
I start to get hopeful.
I believe that. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Just kind of a perspective as far as inflation and how it's hitting the consumer.
Yes, please.
Just kind of look at from the distance, what percentage of the people that you know or you see around town or in the stores and so forth don't own the gas in their tank or the food in their refrigerator because it's on a credit card?
Yeah. I know I can't speak to exact percentages.
I agree with that.
But I can say that you're exactly right. What U.S. Chamber, we're a member of that network, of course, and so I get an email every week, and they give us updates, and they show consumer spending has tailed off month to month for the first time in years, but consumer debt has been going up steadily. So to your point, Chris, that's probably what people are doing at $5 a gallon is they're putting the credit card in because those are necessities. It's not like in a lot of ways, I got to get to work. I don't have a choice.
And another way of looking at this is, then you get the people that are doing this, and they end up just making the minimum payment on their credit card.
Yes, that's right.
How many people understand that if you just do the minimum payment and never put any more principal on that card, it's an average of about a 20 to 22-year payback.
And and as I said when I saw that the other day, there is no limit on how much they can charge as far as interest on that. And if you look at that little box that's on there, if you put the minimum payment, it's going to be 18 years and you're paying $20,000 more. But let me tell you something. The way they figure that, if you pay over that and it has to be in there by a certain day or it rolls over again. I mean, it is not as simple as that, but you're right. If they just put a minimum payment on it, they're never going to get out of it.
No.
And they just keep adding to it because of the cost of it. Yes, they have to eat. They have to get to work. They have to have clothes for their kids. They have to, everything.
And
everything.
It kind of compounds on itself, too, not just the debt snowball, but also when you think about how most of our viewing experiences are transitioning over to streaming services and you've got these recurring monthly costs that get automatically taken out of your checking or credit card, you know, you don't even know about it or realize that cumulatively that could be $150 to $200 a month. So I think it's a good time for people to evaluate where their money is going. And the challenge, though, is if you're going to reduce your spending, and we as a people do that, then that makes things worse, too, because you're not out there continuing to stimulate the economy either.
Then you have those that will go through the coffee drive-through 2 to 3 times a day at $6 a cup.
Yeah.
Well, but see, if they're doing that, then I don't feel for them. You know what? That's your problem, buddy. And if you put it on your credit card.
When they default on their debt and everything, we pay for it.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying is if they're going through and spending money like that, then they don't care. Then they may lose a lot. But you're right. Then we end up taking care of that because we have all these safety nets out there. And anyway, Chris, we got to run. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a teaching hospital there. 13 doctors that are working there, working at the VA clinic, at the Redding Rancheria clinic, at specialists here in town. They're, Shasta Regional is one of the highest rated hospitals by Medicare and Medicaid. They are the only ones with the Da Vinci Xi robotic surgical system, less pain, less intrusive, faster recovery times. They have many, many cutting edge technologies there that people can be seen at Shasta Regional Hospital as opposed to going down to Davis or others because we can do it right here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And good morning and welcome back. 49 degrees in the downtown studios. You know it's going to be a beautiful day. I hope that you're enjoying this beautiful morning. 67 degrees will be our highs today with our overnight lows of 40.
This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announcing a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and the mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disability. For more information or to get into this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. And we're here with the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association, Cindy Schoenholtz. And last night, the board, the city council voted unanimously for a three-year extension, which, of course, is the first step in a longer extension. And this is what the Reading Rodeo Association asked for. Two of the council members wanted to give a 25-year extension. And frankly, we need to put our plan together to show where we want to be before we, you know, before something like that happens. So there's, we have a phone call. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. I was there at the meeting last night, and Julie Winter made it clear that she doesn't care for the rodeo or the Cowboys or the lease. She said that she stuck her nose up and said, I walked through and the place needs help. And she made the statement that you show us where you have the grants to improve this and maybe we'll lengthen out the lease. At the same time, this gal is saying we can't show improvements until we get some grants. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Okay, Nick, thank you very much. And, well, we've got, you got to have time. It's just like anything else. The people that originally started this whole thing that wanted to buy the riverfront, they needed a, either to be sold to them. They said a 50-year lease for them wasn't even enough if you're going to go down there and and build out all of the riverfront. And so for us at the Rodeo Association, there are things that are being worked on all the time. Can you tell people what some of these projects we're doing are?
It's an amazing undertaking as a volunteer group trying to upkeep. We have the where the cantina is. We're putting on a new roof. We're getting a new front gate. There's stuff going on. I'm continually adding security cameras. As you guys know, when I first got to Reading, I would not work down there by myself. It was a scary, scary place.
Yeah, and you brought this up, that we have spent literally, the Rodeo Association has literally spent tens of thousands of dollars for security down there. We've had the bathrooms completely destroyed twice. Like you said, we've got economic intruders in there. We're having to put up gates. We're having to put up, like you said, cameras, everything we can to try and protect the stuff we have down there.
And I want to make it very clear, RPD has been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And they are
yeah.
very good with us. You have to help yourself in this. And
yeah.
by going the extra mile, you help them keep your facility safe. And we keep an eye on the place. We had to put a security gate at the offices. We will be getting a new front gate that's iron. As everyone here knows, you can't just put up chain link fence anymore. You got to put up iron fence.
Yeah.
And it will look nicer. So our back gate, our back fence is iron. I keep an eye on the place via cameras. I call our friends at RPD almost daily. They love me. But that's how you keep intruders and the bad guys out.
Well, and unfortunately, everybody's starting to learn this. And,
yes.
You know, we've become, in many cases, a city of fences. But the reason you do that is protect your property.
So. Right. And as we talked about, you know, for 75 years, volunteers have, they've used the ticket money, the sponsor money, all the money they get, to continue to put back in the facility. And, you know, we're not going after anybody. We appreciate the callers and the support, but we're looking at what we can do. We're focusing on the positive. We have a little more time. We got a 5-0 vote. We're going to put together a plan and continue to upgrade the facilities. It's very, very expensive, as everybody knows, to maintain a facility like that as a nonprofit without $0 of public money.
Well, in fact, the new lights were put in at a cost of $250,000, and that was undertaken by the Rodeo Association, and we're paying that off. But this year was, I think I heard you say, was the most successful rodeo that there's been, the 75th.
Anybody that came was just overwhelmed by the community. It started with our Hall of Fame dinner, which was amazing.
The first time we ever did it. A little hot, but fabulous turnout, sold out, great food, wonderful ambiance. They actually hung chandeliers in the tent, which wasn't a tent, it was like a big wedding tent. Beautifully done. And I love the people who were nominated. In fact, it warmed my heart to see these people recognized, and the fact that that you guys put this on. It was just a wonderful addition.
It was a lot of work to start this, but so important to get our heritage on the books, and that people understand the hard work and what people have done to get the rodeo where it is today. It's a lot of work.
I joined a couple years ago, and it's taken me 14 years to join. But I was watching it, and I am just amazed at the tenacity of that group of people, and that have been doing this for 75
years.
And I
think when you look at Cindy, who's sitting across from us, tenacity is her right next to her name. She is tenacious. And so what we're excited about is that we're going to be at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And when we're there, we get to see the people who are all over the country that come to this event. And there is a convention that happens at South Point, and of different people that have rodeos from around the country that come forth, and they talk about the media, and they talk about the livestock, and they talk about the wellness, and they talk about the new legalities, and there's so much to learn about some these wonderful organizations. And Carl watches the 100 Days of Rodeo that drives me crazy. I know exactly the voices. There's two guys that announce. They sound like they're kind of from the same ilk. But, I mean, it's wonderful. And so, Cindy, you're there, and it's there's so much to learn, and it's a real passion.
We've only got a couple minutes left, but Reading Rodeo has been recognized at the national level.
Yes. We are a part of the NFR playoff tour. We're one of the top rodeos in the nation. Everybody needs to mark down the 15th through the 18th of May in 2024. Tickets go on sale on December 13th. So if you want to get your good reserve tickets, December 13th. So we're rolling, guys. We're on.
And I just went to your website.
We were recognized as in the Hall of Fame. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The Reading Rodeo Association was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
And there's,
so
there's only been like 12. Rodeos that's happened.
I think it's up to 30 now.
Oh,
there was only 12 when they did.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the Reading Rodeo website, and I went to it this morning knowing Cindy was going to be on, and it's all updated about the 2024 events. Plus, you can look at the past last year and see what the purses were, who won. And I think that that's wonderful information for people to see, and what is going to happen next year. And if you're looking for something to give for somebody for Christmas or a thank you or a holiday acknowledgement, that would be a great idea.
Supporting us through ticket sales, sponsorship, it's important. Going to ReadingRiverfront.org and making a short positive comment in support of the Rodeo Association would be wonderful.
Super. And Cindy, thank you so much for being with us. Rodeo season is almost here. People are working already. out there. They work year round.
And so, congratulations on the lease. Albeit 3 years, it's something to hold on to and to progress towards.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Cindy.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hamas has released some of its Gaza hostages. 25, 13 Israelis and a dozen Thai nationals have been freed. A truce between Israel and Hamas paves the way for the release of more captives by both sides in the coming 4 days. Israel's economy minister Nir Barkat heard on the BBC welcoming the release of Israelis.
I support the deal. Part of the government, I listen to all the details. We care about our people. We care. We put them under shelter. We would do everything we can to bring them back home to their parents, to their wives and husbands and grandparents. For everyone that we can return, it's the whole world for us. We care about our lives.
Israel says today it plans to free 39 Palestinians, 24 women and 15 teenage boys. Over the four-day truce, Hamas has committed to freeing 50 Israeli hostages. In return, Israel will release a total of 150 Palestinian prisoners. Rioting in the streets of Dublin, Ireland overnight led to more than 30 arrests. The unrest sparked by a stabbing attack that injured 5 people, including 3 youngsters, outside of a school.
One girl, aged 5 years, has sustained serious injuries and is currently receiving emergency medical treatment in CHI Temple Street. One boy, aged 5 years, and a girl, aged 6 years, who received less serious injuries, were brought to CHI Crumlin for treatment.
Liam Garrity with the Irish National Police. In the stores or online, tens of millions of Americans are going shopping today. It's Black Friday, traditionally a make-or-break day for many retailers, although this year a lot of them offer deep discounts well ahead of Black Friday. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 114 points, the Nasdaq down 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. And we share your Christian worldview. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. And investors are diversifying their portfolios every month with physical gold and silver with Direct Bullion USA. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653. And get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Nissan will spend more than $1.3 billion upgrading its factory in Northeast England to make electric versions of its 2 best-selling cars.
Nissan says it'll build electric versions of its Qashqai and Juke models in Sunderland, as well as the successor to the Leaf, which is already made there. This alone will require spending of more than £1 billion to prepare the factory and supply chain and train staff. But the company also says a new so-called gigafactory will be needed to supply batteries. This is in addition to an existing battery plant at the site and another one that's already under construction. That, Nissan says, will mean a total investment of up to £2 billion. The plan is expected to receive significant government support, though it's not currently clear what form that will take.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. China will allow visa-free entry for citizens of 5 European countries and Malaysia. It tries to encourage more people to visit for business and tourism. Townhall.com. Amazon and the NFL teaming up for what they hope will become a holiday tradition.
The NFL's Black Friday game between the Dolphins and the Jets is an additional game this season on Prime Video, and it's happening on the busiest shopping day of the year. Prime Video Vice President Jay Marine calls this a, quote, perfect marriage. The NFL has been exploring the possibility of adding a Black Friday game for a few years. Adding the game gives the NFL another day to take over. Combine it with airing on Amazon, and it could be a match made in football and commerce heaven. There will be one major promotion per quarter and other deals during the pregame, postgame, and halftime shows. The game will be available for all fans to stream for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson granting pardons at a pace not seen since the World War II era, granting more than 600 in the past 3 years, more than any Missouri governor since the early 40s. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 8th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and she was right because we said what's National Day yesterday. She said chocolate butter or something like that, and I challenged her on it, and I said, are you sure it's butter? And she looked it up, and it was. What was it?
Yeah, so it's historically a big international celebration, because even in Dutch, if I'm not mistaken, and Denmark, they have a whole competition how they produce chocolate butter. Butter, correct?
Chocolate butter.
Yes.
Chocolate butter.
And, like, who makes the most better quality chocolate butter, who eats it eats it the most faster. And
so they have competitions about chocolate butter, not something I'd never heard of.
No.
It was National Chocolate Butter Day.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
There you go. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 8th of November, Wednesday. And, gosh, it's going to be a beautiful day. And the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and we've heard about chocolate putta. That's a worldwide thing.
It was yesterday. Today is also an interesting day. What?
What is
today
it?
Today is National X-Ray. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry for my English. X-Ray Day.
National what?
X-Ray Day.
X-Ray.
Yeah. Radio.
Oh, X-Ray Day.
X-Ray.
Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand X-rays. Yeah, we all have had X-rays in the mouth.
But it's so interesting. Like, I just know a lot of history about this. So, as you know, everybody knows about Röntgen, the guy who created.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, you have to tell us a little bit sometime.
Yeah, but actually there's a Ukrainian guy who created and, like, produced the X-ray light, the first light. But unfortunately, because of it was 19th century, it was so hard to, like, put the petition that he was producing it. So other guy, unfortunately, took all the
credit.
All his, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. All right. Well, that's...
Oh, hey, well.
That's not
Ukrainians,
good.
Ukrainians strike again. So, okay.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
National X-ray Day.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the weather. National X-ray Day. Okay. Currently, 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have around 67 today, folks. Overnight clears tonight at 40. There may be gusts of wind up to 18 miles per hour. Thursday. Tomorrow is calling for a partly sunny day, and our slight chance of showers on Thursday night with overnight lows of 45. As we progress on Friday, we've got, again, clouds in the sky. Looks like we've got mostly sunny with a high of 66 and overnight lows of around 45. Now, on Veterans Day, mostly sunny. Love this temperature, 70 and 44. Looks like we don't really have any. There may be a chance of showers on Monday, but, you know, the rest of the week looks like it's going to be great, except for Thursday night, it says about 20% chance of showers after 10, but mostly cloudy. So we love this weather, and it is brought to you by our weather. Every time we read the weather, the sponsors of our weather is a business out of Anderson that have been with us since the very beginning, a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family. When you drive down there in Anderson, you see all those propane tanks. That is Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They really work with our community, and they do lots of angel work. We love the Kinney family. Thank you for being with KCNR all these years. 365-3793.
And with us today is Jake Mangus.
Hello,
CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning to each of you. Great to be here today.
You know what it's like is I knew it was Mangus. Okay.
Yeah, that was
spit out Jake because the only thing I could see in my head, even though I'm looking at you, is your daddy.
Yes, correct.
So, you know, I know it must be tough.
We are kind of a package deal in a lot of ways, and I know that my voice kind of sounds like his too, so that even makes it harder. And the hairline, he's got more than I have now, so. There's that as well.
Oh, every time you come in here, we're not going to keep talking about that.
We're not talking about hair anymore.
No.
Okay, fine. So I,
your hair?
No, yeah. We are not talking
Where
about
is it?
That.
There's nothing
come
to talk
on.
About.
We're going to have to, Christina, you're the producer. We're going to have to spray his head, because of the glare from the lights is blinding.
Oh my gosh. Jake Mangus is with us this morning again.
I was thinking why my eyes are so hurting.
Oh man. And I thought she was so sweet too.
She is. Okay, what'd you think of the, all this, there seems like there were more observers at the election.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Not everybody can wear their head so well.
Oh, yeah, see?
That's a compliment.
Stand tall.
You do it very well.
Thank you.
It's very handsome.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So there you go. All right, now last night.
Yeah, you're pretty cute.
Hey, good.
Okay, we know, I've just got to get that in, because everybody needs a little hug and a kiss, especially right now.
You're right.
Yes, he does.
We'll talk about that, about the votes last night, but the election that we had yesterday seemed to have more observers than it had, had voters.
And attention, not just locally, but... Really, I mean, yeah. I don't know, statewide at least, if not beyond.
Yeah, they had media people here. They were waiting for a riot to start or something like that. No, but it didn't.
I think yesterday, I forgot where I was, of course, but I was saying to somebody, I really don't think that much is going to happen.
And it didn't.
I said it's going to be.
It went smooth.
I think that people are just wanting fair, accurate election process and, all of these extra eyes are ensuring that that's the case. So until we have some empirical data that tells us that there is something screwy going on in Shasta County, then I think we need to trust in the process.
Okay. Now.
And then I was following the results last night, too, and saw this morning a little bit what's going on. And I'm pleased to see the fire district pass, or it looks like it's going to be
passing. By 90%. I mean, there's not going to have to be a recount.
There are, not all taxes are created equal, and that's one where the people know that the funds are going to be used in their community to ensure that they've got some level of defense for forest fires and just regular fires. And also, as we've seen in Lakehead, California, with their volunteer fire department up there, it's responding to medical and that type of thing as well. So response times are a big deal when it comes to medical and fires, so good for them.
Yep. And Casey Bowden won the for the Gateway Unified School District, so now there's going to be a 3-2 votes now, probably one way or the other. Maybe not. They've been getting along pretty well lately, really. I mean, they've been able to do some things.
Yeah, he made an interesting comparative to, you go to work at the mill at Sierra Pacific in Shasta Lake, you're going to put your hard hat on. Nobody's going to argue about the merits of the hard hat. You're just going to follow the rules. And he kind of likened that to masks with COVID-19. But I think his position was, I'm going to restore some order and normalcy on the board. Not everybody has the same definition of those things.
As we know.
Yep.
And then the Rodeo Association got a 3-year extension on the lease, so we needed that. I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. I'm proud of it. I believe in that rodeo.
I believe in
what it's done for our community, and people can say, well, it's only used for that. Well, it's not. There's other things that can be done down there.
And in that voice, too.
I want to find out who it is.
Whining.
Only because. Yeah. No, that's what I mean is – But, and I'm more than happy to deliver you a ton of organic fertilizer for your yard this next year. So you just tell me where you live. Tell me what day you want it, and I'll bring you a pickup load of it because our horse produces that much in a week.
The little side hustle. You got to monetize that.
You got
to monetize that stuff, so to speak.
Okay.
In quotes.
What's going on?
Well, I think that I wanted to do a quick retrospect from what happened on Saturday, just around the corner. We had the new Clairvaux grand opening of the tasting room in downtown Reading. And the reason why I wanted to spotlight it is that it was a very unique experience. Now, remember, here's the history for a second. The Order of Monks in Vina, they're Cistercian Trappist monks. They were founded in the same region that Champagne was invented in 1098 AD. So they found their way to the United States and the eastern side of the country and then eventually out to the west coast, so to speak, to Vina. And we know about the Sacred Stones Project and all of that, but it took them almost 1,000 years, but they made it to Redding, California. And we had 8 or 9 monks, including the abbot there on Saturday.
I saw on social media.
Gosh.
I love. Now, Anselmo used to have every Sunday, I don't know if he flew him in or whatever he did, he had the guy come in and do mass.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And in, of course, in Latin.
Yeah, okay. They were going old school.
And Anselmo was old, like lay on the ground, old school.
Yeah.
If you ever went up to his, like,
I've definitely seen the chapel and everything,
that he built, and beautiful. That was really important to him, but everything was Latin. So anyway, go there.
So you've got this this order that's been around for 1,000 years, and they were there coming from the Champagne region in France. So when the abbot got up to speak and offered a blessing, which the monks don't leave the monastery except when they're told by the abbot to leave.
So he said,
come on, guys, you're coming up to Reading. We're going to get the holy water out. We're going to ask the Lord to bless the people of Reading and this tasting room. And they did that. It was pretty special. Mm-hmm. And then he offered this story as the monks came out of the tasting room holding large bottles of champagne and filling people's glasses and cups and so on. As they said, since we come from the same region that champagne was discovered, it was discovered by accident. And I know that a lot of people know this story already, but it was just cool to be there at that moment and have him say, the guy said, come in, everyone, but of course in French. And he said, you've got to taste this. I feel like I've just tasted some stars. And I just thought that was such a cool story.
I'm going to steal that, tasting some stars.
Provenance and everything. And then you've got the winemaker side. So it was the monks and then the winemaker. And the winemaker is Amy Sunseri, fifth generation winemaker. She is the reigning female international winemaker of the year for the second time. And they've also won the Golden Bear Award at the State Fair this year for the best white wine in the state of any region. So when you think about the gravitas that comes with this winery, I think it's going to help Mosley's across the street. I think it's going to help a lot of the neighborhood and bringing people who said, I've lived in Reading for 46 years and I haven't been down to downtown Reading since the mall was here. So people are, you know, a new group is coming down. So that's good.
Okay.
And it's break time.
I love that. No, I want to hear more about the, you know, tasting stars.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
so we can,
fabulous.
I'm happy to talk more about this.
That's why champagne is my favorite, by the way.
And the lessons learned from the monks after the break.
After the break.
This portion of the show brought to you by, this is my part to talk, is brought to you by Maximo Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's been helping people, all people, families, seniors, business owners and veterans since 1993. With the craziness going on in the economy, with the craziness going on in the insurance, you probably would like to have a free review and evaluation of your policies and what you're doing. Well, you can get that at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Win a Sundance Spa in November.
Hi,
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at ReddingRodeo.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road.
Oh, yes, Willie. Oh, yeah, I saw Willie in Vegas at Caesars. Just got to tell you that, you know, like we get this great music and it brings you back. The one thing that music will do, or many, many things that music will do, is that, you know, it conjures up a memory. And I saw Willie Nelson at Caesars back in the day when he would pass his bottle of Jack down the row and everybody drank out of it pre-COVID.
I have to say that I was listening to Willie Nelson while, you know, babysitting my burn pile about a week ago. And a song tribute to Merle Haggard came on called He Won't Ever Be Gone by Willie Nelson.
Whoa.
So,
hey, yeah. I want to remind everybody that the AmVets Golden State Tour is going to be here. And the reason they're doing this is leaving no veteran behind, raising awareness of veteran suicide and mental health within our families and communities. They're going to be out at IGO at 10 a.m. on Saturday on Veterans Day. And, of course, at 11 o'clock at IGO is the Veterans Day ceremony out there. So that's happening. Also, the Shasta County Child Support Services is having their winter coat drive, accepting new coats with tags for children. Donations can be dropped off at Child Support Services on Park Marina Drive, Health and Human Services in Anderson and Shasta Lake City, Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, and Tri-Counties Bank, any of the Shasta County branches with coats. Last year they gave out 200 coats. This year they'd like to give out 300. So, there you go. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and he and Linda are talking about drinking stars or something like that.
Well, we were talking about this, one of these, wonderful additions to our downtown area, which also is something to put us on the map, and that is the new Clairvaux winery. Give our listeners a visual of where it's located.
It's located in the former Dickers Department Store space, which is 1551 Market Street. A visual would be the alley that's parallel to Pine Street, and it's Market and Butte, basically Market and Butte,
okay,
downtown Reading. And they're open. The tasting room is open today through Sunday, 1 to 7. So it's open Wednesdays through Sundays from 1 to 7.
Uh-oh, danger, Will Robbins. He's right down the street here.
1 o'clock. Come on, let's go for a flight, right?
Let's go have lunch and then stop off.
The rest of the story, as succinctly as I can do it, is the monks themselves in Vina. If you haven't gone down to Vina, which, of course, is in between Red Bluff and Chico on Highway 99, about where the Lassen Steakhouse is, you take a right there if you're heading southbound, and you'll run right into the monastery property, the Abbey of New Clairvaux. The chapter house is probably the most the star attraction of that property, because it is a reconstruction utilizing what they call the sacred stones that were shipped over from Europe, from a monastery that was Cistercian, Trappist, same order of monks from centuries before, found their way to Golden Gate Park. William Randolph Hearst made the purchase of these stones. He had the monastery.
Wow.
He had this chapter house basically taken apart, the stones shipped across the U.S. with the idea that they would have incorporated in one of his, maybe Hearst's castle, maybe Wintoon, who knows. But they never found their way to their destination that he had intended. Instead, they were at the De Young Museum in San Francisco gathering moss because they were not rolling stones. But the same order of monks had found their way from Kentucky to Northern California and found out about those stones and said, we've got to raise money to get them up here, and then we've got to re-piece them together. So the end of the story is that that's all happened. So you can go to Vina, look at this Gothic architecture, and you can hear the monks of the same order chant among the same stones that their brothers did centuries before in Europe. So it's pretty cool in that way. And remember, that was known, that Vina property was known as Leland Stanford's Great Vina Ranch. At one point, it was the largest wine producer in the world. And so where else are you going to hear Leland Stanford, William Randolph Hearst, Peter Lassen, Ishii, the last Yahi, all these, folks that have come together in this place. Yoda, yes. So there really is some great history there that go into these grapes. And, yes, the monks do work the vineyards, and they do help in the wine-making process itself. So check it out. It'll be worth it.
Okay.
That's just a great history.
Remember, we competed with many other cities in Northern California, from Davis to Sacramento to Chico. And Reading was the winner of this off-site tasting room competition, if you will. They can only have one off-site tasting room by law, and so it was great that we got that. Why did we get it? They said that Shasta County is home to a lot of their wine club members.
Wow.
And many of them turned out for the thing that we had on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, did you talk about the viticultural designation we have up here at all?
No.
That was a Rivage Anselmo. Really politicked for that, and that's at the national level, for us to be a viticultural region. And we were designated that over a decade ago.
We're an official winemaking region, basically recognized.
Yeah, and what that does is people that travel to different regions, and it was just a big plus up for our wine community. So, this is, Northern California, Shasta County, is becoming very well known for its wine.
We could get the wine village off of Interstate 5 to, to get off the dime.
Talk to Marcus Barton.
He's done his best over the years.
Yeah, he has done everything he can do.
You know, I know I'm feeling myself wanting to turn toward the challenges of the community and so on. We've talked about good stuff.
I tell you what, let's take an early break so we can get into that so we don't have to get halfway through it.
Sounds good.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a locally owned, locally run business. It's a veteran-owned business. I've been getting my hair cut there for 16 years or as long as I've lived here. It's always been a great experience. Never had a bad haircut. You can set up an appointment at 530-244-9478 or stop in. And if they've got an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. They did take down the dinosaur mount they had in there. I kind of missed that. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Mo.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back on this Wednesday edition here. Hey, how are you today? It's a beautiful day. We're going to have a gorgeous, gorgeous day of weather here in the North State, looking like around 67s and with our sunny skies and clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 40. You know, we're getting ready for the Garden of Lights. There's so many wonderful things now. We're getting ready for these holiday, this holiday season. When I say we're getting ready, there's so many things. And of course, we had Cindy on from Reading Rodeo and the plans were going to be there. We're there the 2nd through the 10th. Carl and I will be doing live remotes on 6th, 7th, and 8th from Las Vegas in the morning show. We're very excited about doing that.
At the National Finals Rodeo.
At the National Rodeo, at Finals Rodeo, absolutely. And wanted to do a shout out with some of the sponsors that have come on to do a tribute, a holiday tribute to our veterans. And that is Reading Kia, North Valley Distributing, Memory Lane, Laux Landscapes, and the McConnell Foundation. And we have some more coming in, but we just thank you so much because we cannot forget our troops. And I would like to do a little side story, if you just don't mind, Jake. I know it's your moment.
No, do it. I love all those businesses, so
but
go.
While I was
and veterans.
When Carl was in, we met at an event in L.A., but we just met. Like, we took a picture, and Carl went his own way. And
his own way back to Iraq.
Back to Iraq, yeah. And so it's in time.
It wasn't like I was wandering the streets
of
Hollywood.
No, he went back, and I came back to Reading, and I was doing radio at in another location, and I thought it would be wonderful to be able to do a tribute. So I got his email, and we started corresponding. And I said, do you think, because he had to get clearance, that we could do a live moment on the air to tell us what it's like to be on the ground in Fallujah for Thanksgiving and Christmas? This was, what, 18 years ago? We've been together 16?
2006.
So this was that many years ago at this time when he called in to talk about Thanksgiving with the troops and then again Christmas with the troops and all these people that were there and being able to call in for that 5-minute segment. I think we still have that recorded someplace. But I think this is what's so important is that we remember that there are still people around the world that are serving our country in capacities. Don't forget those people that are serving our country in order, well, and we could say to try to keep our borders safe, but I mean so that we can still have our rights, that we don't take our freedoms for granted, please.
12,000 are over in the Middle East right now and more on their way. So, yeah, just remember that during this time frame. Okay, Jake, we have some things facing us.
I think
here
we
in the city.
I think we do. I mean, just there, you can read what the state chamber says, what the U.S. chamber says, what you're reading and hearing and watching about the economy and where we are as a country. But boiling it down to the local community and Shasta County and Reading, how are we doing? Well, there's the data, and then there's just kind of that intuition and anecdotal information. So I get a lot of people that will, you know, I'll ask the question, how's business? How are you guys doing? And there's been a lot more of the hold your breath comments, you know, just, you know, we're not sure how things are going to
this time
shake out.
Because you do that business survey.
Yep, we do that.
This is the first time that I didn't put a very positive swing on it.
Our Golden Valley Bank business confidence survey went negative for the first time since we've partnered with them, so below the 50 percentile. And when you look at the things that people are facing out there, we know that it's the cost of goods and inflation. That's the big issue for businesses, for consumers as well. And then, you know, how's that affecting people's spending habits? Well, yeah, I had a comment that came to me recently from someone at the city saying, I don't understand that, you know, can you explain to me why is sales tax revenue at the city lagging behind our budgeted expectations so much when we go to restaurants and the restaurants are full. I don't understand. You know, people seem to be out there still spending money. And then having thought about it more, I think it's because those are smaller ticket items and not necessarily the big sales tax generators, not as affected by the interest rate environment. But if you're going to make a big purchase like an automobile, that's where you get nailed with higher interest rates if you're financing it, right? And so I've talked to car dealers locally, and they said things have been down. So it's not a surprise.
Well, look at the interest rates. I was surprised to hear there is no limit on interest rates for credit cards. You're seeing credit cards with 35% interest. And if you're, you know, and a lot of people are having to use their credit cards to buy things.
That's correct.
And all of a sudden they've got, you know, 35% interest, 33% interest on a credit card. And you can't get out of the hole that way. But because of the economy and the way things are going, people are having to, to use credit cards. At the restaurants, I bet you, the restaurants are full, but I will bet you that people that would go to restaurants, we talked about it the other day, going to breakfast.
Yes.
Going to breakfast is going to cost you a minimum of $30.
Yeah.
With tip.
I mean, people have to figure out how to adjust to the changes. And I think part of it is we as a people over the last few years have been artificially infused with funds from the government.
Yeah.
And we've been out there spending money and stimulating the economy in ways that we have not seen. So it's no surprise that we've seen a receding in that activity. But the concern that I have, too, is I was playing in the Chamber Golf Tournament last week, and I was talking to a guy that's in the mortgage industry locally. And he said, if not for my seniority with my company, I would have been laid off. But I'm one of a couple people that they decided to keep on. How many hours a week are you getting at work? I asked the guy. And he said, 8 hours.
A week.
And he's like, yeah, I've had to find side hustle jobs to try to make ends meet. But you know what stinks about that, Jake, is that every dollar I make gets deducted from my unemployment. So, you know, he said, I've never been one to take from the system, but, you know, there is something that is tricky about that. And I said, so have you stored grain, like, during the really good times? Because you guys have had quite a run and everything. And the reality is, yes, I have, but I've burned through it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know someone in mortgage, in the mortgage business, give them a hug because it's been really rough.
Real estate, because when you have interest rates where, you know, we always, and we talk about it, you know, we always are looking for that spot, you know, you can put the horses and all that.
Yeah.
But you know what? We can't, at 8% interest, how can you buy a house out there, and then when you add on top of that, somebody, House Realty was in there. They had people come up and pay cash for their house. But their insurance and their power, electricity, was costing them a mortgage of almost $2,000 a month.
Yeah, that, and therein lies the complexities of it. I mean, we have homeowners insurance with one of the big guys, and we got our notice and said, hey, congratulations, we're going to renew you, but you're also going to pay 81% more than you did last year on your premiums. So congratulations.
Linda's brother in Carmichael, which is in Sacramento.
Yep.
Their insurance, homeowners insurance, was not rolled over. Was not renewed.
They just
so they had to go out and find somebody.
And the California Fair Plan is anything but. I know that from close friends of ours who used to live in Lakehead. And right before they lost their home in the Salt Fire, there was a window of opportunity to get on with a private insurance company. And they did that before their first payment had ever cleared the bank. Their home burned down and they got full coverage, which was a big deal for them. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a tough deal. I was talking to Wayne Martin of Windermere Real Estate locally, and Wayne had an opposing view. He's an optimist, you know, and so he said, I forgot what he said. He's like, this is going to be my 8th or 9th recession that I've gone through. And yes, we are using that word now. We're not saying this is a correction or anything like that. We're saying this is a recession. We're going through a recession right now. We just hope it isn't a deep one. But he said, I'm showing homes to people, and their purchasing power is just not quite there at 8%. though he said that historically the average mortgage interest rate has been 8%. So we're right there on the average, but the home prices are the difference and the insurance issue is the difference. He said if we could see interest rates drop a percentage point or 1.5%, he said, I think we're going to see some big activity because people are going to say, I better act now before they go up again. So yeah. he thinks that's going to really stimulate some activity. He also sees Redding and Shasta County still in California. He said that when you look at our income and you compare it to the cost of housing, we are the most affordable place in the state. So, you know, you hear stories like that.
Well, no,
you start
to get hopeful. I believe that. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Just kind of a perspective as far as inflation and how it's hitting the consumer.
Yes, please.
Just kind of look at from the distance, what percentage of the people that you know or you see around town or in the stores and so forth don't own the gas in their tank or the food in their refrigerator because it's on a credit card?
Yeah. I know I can't speak to exact percentages.
I agree with that.
But I can say that you're exactly right. What U.S. Chamber, we're a member of that network, of course, and so I get an email every week, and they give us updates, and they show consumer spending has tailed off month to month for the first time in years, but consumer debt has been going up steadily. So to your point, Chris, that's probably what people are doing at $5 a gallon is they're putting the credit card in because those are necessities. It's not like you – in a lot of ways, I got to get to work. It's I don't have a choice.
In another way of looking at this is, you know, then you get the people that are doing this, and they end up just making the minimum payment on their credit card.
Yes, that's right.
How many people understand that if you just do the minimum payment and never put any more principal on that card, it's an average of about a 20 to 22-year payback.
And not, you know, and as I said when I saw that the other day, there is no limit on how much they can charge as far as interest on that. And if you look at that little box that's on there, if you put the minimum payment, it's going to be 18 years and you're paying $20,000 more. But let me tell you something. The way they figure that, if you pay over that, and it has to be in there by a certain day or it rolls over again. I mean, it is not as simple as that. But you're right. If they just put a minimum payment on it, they're never going to get out of it.
No.
And they just keep adding to it because of the cost of it. Yes, they have to eat. They have to get to work. They have to have clothes for their kids. They have to, you know, everything.
And
everything.
It kind of compounds on itself, too, not just the debt snowball, but also when you think about how most of our viewing experiences are transitioning over to streaming services and you've got these recurring monthly costs that get automatically taken out of your checking or credit card, you know, you don't even know about it or realize that cumulatively that could be $150 to $200 a month. So I think it's a good time for people to evaluate where their money is going. And the challenge, though, is if you're going to reduce your spending, and we as a people do that, then that makes things worse, too, because you're not out there continuing to stimulate the economy either.
Then you have those that will go through the coffee drive-through 2 to 3 times a day at $6 a cup.
Yeah.
Well, but see, if they're doing that, then I don't feel for them. You know what? That's your problem, buddy. And if you put it on your credit card.
When they default on their debt and everything, we pay for it.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying is if they're going through and spending money like that, then they don't care. Then they may lose a lot. But you're right. Then we end up taking care of that because we have all these safety nets out there. And anyway, Chris, we got to run. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a teaching hospital there. 13 doctors that are working there, working at the VA clinic, at the Redding Rancheria clinic, at specialists here in town. They're, Shasta Regional is one of the highest rated hospitals by Medicare and Medicaid. They are the only ones with the Da Vinci Xi robotic surgical system, less pain, less intrusive, faster recovery times. They have many, many cutting edge technologies there that people can be seen at Shasta Regional Hospital as opposed to going down to Davis Brothers because we can do it right here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
Hey, baby, there ain't no way doing. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning. On this Wednesday, 8:50 in the morning, we're here with our one and only Jake Mangus. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's going to be around 67. With our overnight lows of 40, beautiful days ahead of us, partly sunny tomorrow, with maybe a slight chance of showers on Thursday night. Friday, beautiful 66, partly cloudy Friday night. Veterans Day this Saturday. Look at what's the website to go to again, Carl, where you can, for all of our veterans to be able to go and get discounts and rewards as well as maybe some free, where do they go for that?
The Shasta County Veterans Service Office Facebook page. You can look it up there, but there's a number of places. Wind River is providing a breakfast for all of our veterans and a dinner, prime rib, out at Wind River, and there are restaurants out there. I also want to talk about the Salute to Veterans drive through for donations to provide RABA, Reading Bus Authority. bus passes for veterans, and that's going to be at the Cornerstone Bank right here on Hartnell. I'll be tomorrow at Crown Motors on a salute to the veterans on a remote out there with Ted Leidy, and we're talking to a variety of veterans and other organizations. And then Saturday, of course, is the ceremony out at IGO for the Veterans Day ceremony. At the same time, they're going to have the Golden State AmVets tour. That's raising awareness of veteran suicide and mental health. Okay. Winston? Good morning. Good morning. Winston?
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. People don't mention the homeowner's insurance. You can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a commissioner in California. Of course, it's nonpartisan, supposedly, but she's completely partisan.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.